Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,500 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 877-205-0849. 877-205-0849. 877-205-0849. Restrictions apply. 48 or 60 month agreement at minimum. $49.99 per month required. Not available in Louisiana. See Vivint.com for license numbers.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio. With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Good evening, everybody. It is 6:02 Central.
Inside the 234, that's right, Tanya Hall right there. I'm your girl, Daria Tober, representing for the 20s generation. And indeed, once again, you're tuned in to Inside the 234. Three ladies, three generations, three perspectives on life, love, and everything in between. I'll be holding it down for tonight. Ladies are out on vacation. I believe Tanya Hall, as you heard in the beginning, she is out out of the U.S. So hopefully we'll get a chance to hear from her or on the island somewhere. If not, she is enjoying herself and her vacation that is definitely needed. And I can't wait to get mine soon. But, guys, got a great show for you lined up today, some great music. And also we have joining us today Mr. T.C. Hughes as he talks about your dream. And in life, it's very important that you have a dream. You have dreams, you have a vision, but it's also necessary to have a plan, because you can have this dream, you can have this vision, but if you don't have a plan, then where are you going to go? So he's going to be enlightening us on steps to find your dreams, steps to manage your dreams, steps to protect your dreams, and steps to maximize your dream. All with Mr. T.C. Hughes. You can definitely log on to www.tchughes.com just to look at his information and what he has going on. He's definitely doing positive things within the community, with the schools, and just with our community in general. So want to definitely just prepare your minds. And if you call in, if you have questions, no question is a dumb question, call in 646-200-0459. The number is, again, 646-200-0459 to call in. We're going to take it to some music. I'm Daria Tolbert. You're listening to Inside the 234, three ladies, three generations, three perspectives on life, love, and everything in between. Jay Mossett and Fred Anthony, I'm not perfect. No, I'm not. Just a minute ago when I messed up. It's okay.
Anybody ever been here? I just want to take a little time and speak my peace.
Every day's a rat race, moving at a fast pace, y'all. Never seem to get a break, never seem to get away, no. If it ain't working hard, it's being a dad or mom. I'll be the first to admit I'm neglecting the relationship. I'm not talking to you, spending time with you. Like I should, forgive me, I'll get better.
Give me everyone, everywhere, praise nonstop around the clock. That would be so amazing. And if it could ever be total world peace, I believe that would be a great thing, yeah. If they do, if they do,
if they dare.
You're tuned in to Inside the 234, three ladies, three generations, three perspectives on life, love, and everything in between. Of course, I represent for the 20th generation, turned up 20s. Hey, how you doing? And for our 30s, we normally bring a special guest to fill that gap for the 30s. I'm going to get it in a minute. And then for our 40s, fabulous 40s, Tanya Hall, she's actually on vacation this week. She is on the island, but by chance, we might actually have her to call in today and just grace us with her presence and telling us her experience like there on the island. And then again, you know how it is with phones and all these different rooms and all that stuff. So we also understand that. But nevertheless, we got a great show lined up for you today right here on Inside the 234 on Cheryl's World. And most importantly, we want to thank Cheryl for giving us this platform on Blog Talk. And without her, we wouldn't be here and be able to voice our opinions through Blog Talk. So thank you so much, Cheryl, for allowing that. We have a special guest today, T.C. Hughes, a man, a motivational speaker. I'm deeply involved within the community. You can definitely log on to www.tchughes.com. He's going to be speaking with us today, Your Dreams.
That's right. It's so important that as human, we dream, we have visions, but do you have a plan? You know, we can have a dream all day and not have a plan. So he's going to give us and speak to us on steps to find your dream, steps to manage your dream, steps to protect your dream. Because, you know, you got thieves who are just willing just to take what you have and put their own twist to it and make it a little bit better, and steps to maximize your dream. So after this one song you've heard, Dawson, I'm just saying, before you heard some J. Moss and Anthony, now we're going to take it to some, I guess you can say, old school, a little bit to our 30s, with some Dave Hollister, One Woman Man, and we'll come back with TCU's joining us to talk about your dreams right here on Inside the 234.
Funny running into you. It has to be 3 years since we last seen each other. Many flashbacks come to mind of the wild and crazy times we used to have with one another. We absolutely didn't care. We would do it anywhere. Eye contact and it was over. That's when I was wildin' out. I couldn't care less about someone getting hurt. I've done my share of dirt, but I'm wiser. Oh, oh yeah. One night stands, some of their names I can't remember. Imagine waking up with someone who you barely even knew. Time and time again, but there's someone for everyone. I've been blessed to find that one who makes me feel like no other. You are looking good as hell, but I can't go home with you, because I'm going home to her. Do
Dame Hollister right there. One woman man. How about that? I know it's not Valentine's season, but it's an oldie, and I definitely love me some Dame Hollister. I do. You tuned into Inside the 234. Three ladies, three generations, three perspective on life, love, and everything in between. Of course, I'm holding it down for the turned up 20s generation and holding it down for the night. That's right. I'm holding it down for you. But more importantly, I got a young man who represents his 30s, and he'll share more details on that, and doing such phenomenal things within the DFW, and his career is about to expand even more. TC Hughes, you can definitely log on to www.tchughes.com. Motivational speaker, a meeting after God's own heart. TC, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly fine. Thank you so much for taking the time to chime in on today, to speak with us on your dream. And this is not only for our young generation, but this has to do with our older generation too, because, you know, so many times we as older people, you know, 35 plus, they still don't know who they are as a person, as an individual. And so
it's important that we just,
so we thank you so much for taking your time. I know you're very, very busy, and you're not going to be with us long today, but we thank you for the time you do have, and hopefully to get you again. So
absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and let our audience know who you are.
Sure. Well, as you said, I am a writer, a motivational speaker, author, a blogger. I do have my own website, again, tchughes.com, where I talk about different social issues and different things relational that's going on. I feel that communication and language is our greatest gift, but unfortunately we don't always use it to the maximum capacity. If we're going to have reason, logic, and love and all those things, the one way that we have in common to use it and to maximize it is that we communicate. You know, clarity is the gateway to unity, and if as a human race we are to be clear as far as who we are and what our goals are, then we have to communicate. So that's a little bit about me from Dallas, Texas, and everything else you can find on the website.
That's right, that's right. Now, talking about your dream, because I've had a couple of dreams. I had a dream that I'm going to be on TV. When you say defining your dream, how would you define that, your dream, in some
interview? Okay, great. First, let me say thank you for having me. I think you're awesome in what you do. So somewhere in that dream, you're definitely on point. So thank you so much for having me and your audience as well. Now, as a blogger, an author, a motivational speaker, the strongest message that I convey to people is the power of purpose, finding and maximizing purpose. Everyone has a purpose, but unfortunately everyone does not know it. And the reality is, as I often say, you cannot live until you know the purpose for which you were born. Discussing this element of purpose in classrooms or when I go into boardrooms or corporations, I have found that the word intimidating, and it could be seen as something that is afar off, that it takes time to reach. So for the content of the time I have with you today, let's bring it a little closer for people to touch. We're going to call it a dream. We all know what a dream is. We've had one, or we've daydreamed about something. So for those who are listening, there's no need to hide from this or feel inferior from this conversation. Let's find out what our dreams are. Now, what I'm going to do first is kind of talk philosophically before I start talking practically regarding dreams. Here's why. Sometimes to find a dream, we must first start by picking up a shovel and going to the cemetery that we buried our dream in, or even worse, we've allowed others to bury our dream. For many of us, our dreams can be found buried in negative thinking. Because of what we perceive as limitations, we then forfeit our right to our own destination. We tell others our dream, and this happens often. We tell others our dream, and we give others our heart. And often these are people that we love or that we want to listen to us. But these are the same people who kill our dream, that kills the spirit within us. And more often than not, this is because they fear that by you becoming who you are supposed to be, that you realize that you can no longer be the person they want you to be. So often I tell people all the time that the place that you have to go is a place where you last had your dream. And for many of us, that means going to the graveyard, picking up our shovels, and again, getting those things that were once buried to come back alive, because, again, you cannot live until you know the purpose for which you were born. Now, some practical ways that I have found to actually find your dream, which is very important. Give me 1 second. All right, the practical ways that I have found, right, the practical ways that I have found your dream is, one, pray to God to help you understand what you were created for. This is very simple, but oftentimes for various reasons, we forget to go to the Creator to help us to understand the creation. So go to God and ask Him for help. Number two, listen to the thing inside of you that bothers you most. I have found, and this is a recent conversation that I had with a gentleman, I told him that when we see a problem that touches us at our core, things like Ferguson and the riots and the killing of black men, all these that are touching us at our core, it is often the indication that the solution lives within us too. So listen to those things inside of us, inside of you, that is bothering you the most. Number three, what do you enjoy doing? Do you enjoy spending your time wishing you had more time to do? Now, this is important because often we think about the wrong thing, so let me make this clear. What problem do you feel you can solve for others? And what way can you make the world better? What is a thing you can do that is positive and productive? And when it is done, it makes others positive and productive. And number four, what is the one thing, if you were only given one thing to do for the rest of your life, what is that one thing? Because if you pinpoint it, then more likely than not, you pinpointed your dreams. Your dreams should feed you. When you do it, it should give you energy, and it should always make you come alive. Even when you're tired, even if it's 2 o'clock in the morning, when you're doing your dream, your spirit takes over, and not only is the world better because of you doing your dream, but your dream will also serve to make you better.
Well, what about if the dream seems so far away? You know, people have dreams, and they're continuing to do it. What can be further dreams from them? You know, moving forward and doing potential in television, you know, and it seems like it's so far away. It seems like, okay, you don't want to do the normal thing of just YouTube, or you want more than that. But when it seems it's so far away and you don't know who to connect with, well, you do when it seems like your dream seems so far and you can't even touch it, and it's not becoming reality.
Perfect question. Here's the thing. I say this oftentimes to my classes and to the people that I speak in front of. Preparation time is never lost time. You're supposed to have that dream inside of you that bothers you. Your dream should be bigger than you. And what you should do in those moments is go back to the steps. Say, God, okay, give me the roadmap to connect. Because here's what's going to happen. It's not important for you to connect to it. It's important for it to connect to you. And the Bible says that goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. It doesn't say that you have to chase after it. So if you're following after your purpose, if you're living within your dream, and if you're doing it the right way, be anxious for nothing. But in prayer and supplication, make your request known unto God, and God shall have all these things according to His will, according to His mercy, and according to His favor for your life. So I would tell someone that, again, preparation time is never lost time. And if you're doing that thing, everything else has to become attractive to you. And this right, nothing that is so important is over, because it alleviates the stress and alleviates the doubt. When you just do the dream, everything else will come find you.
That is so true. So steps to finding your dream, to manage your dream, protect it, to maximize your journey. Well, how do you maximize it? I know I'm skipping over a step.
No, you're fine. Let's go right into it, because that is ultimately the most important step, and we just kind of hit on it. The most important thing, of course, maximizing your dream is to make sure that your dream is bigger than you. And, again, don't worry about where you are in the dream. Don't let the dream overtake you. Your dream should never catch up to you. You should never catch up to your dream. You should always be dreaming about something new, something different. Once Ms. Tober gets on national TV, then there should be something inside of her that, even though this is great, it's a checkpoint, not the ultimate destination. So there's a bigger dream that brought me here that I have to go to. So the dream is never, ever, ever, ever realized. It's only a continuation of something bigger and better that God gives you. It's kind of like the little books that we had as kids where we saw the dots, and we are supposed to go and connect the dots. Well, if you live in your dream, those dots will be connected, and at the end of that story, then you will see the image that God already had created for you in mind. So I think it's very important that when we dream, our dreams never catch up to us. Your dreams should be bigger than you are, and in a sense, your dreams should scare you. But if you do not let your place within your dream scare you, or you question yourself within your promise, you will see that all that you have to do is walk forward, and again, goodness and mercy shall follow you. So make sure your dream is always bigger than you. Doing these things will ensure a couple of things. When your dream is bigger than you, it cannot be all about you. It focuses and forces you to stay humble, and remember that if it's God's will, that he will fulfill. And if it's God's vision, he will always give you the provision. Number two, when your dream is bigger than you, this is very critical, it leaves room for other people to come in and fill the spaces that is beyond your capacity. So if your dream is very small, then it only has room for you. You don't have the space for everyone else to come in and help you. No mission is made of one man. Even Jesus had a team. So if you're doing something and it's just you and that is how you prefer, then I would suggest that you stop. Because ultimately, and this is important, ultimately if that dream is only fitted for you, then that dream will also die with you. When your dream is bigger than you, you make sure that it doesn't die with you. Foolish is the man who lives to create something for blood, sweat, and tears only for it to die with him. God does not create a dream for that. Your dream is supposed to outlive you. Finally, I always say that you must speak in the faith of your vision, in the faith of your dream. People are drawn to you because you are drawn to the idea and the faith that God put in the dream. It's like when people invest. When they invest in something, they're investing into the person more than they are investing in the product. So when you speak in public or in a private setting, be intent on the success of your dream. When you speak in faith, your spirit connects to the person. That's the point that I want to make. When you speak in faith, your spirit connects to the spirit of those who are supposed to help you. And sometimes those people don't even know why they're helping you, but without reason and without reservation, they are drawn to you. In the corporate world, it's called networking and attracting investors. But the principle used is spiritual. It's speaking in faith so strong that what the dream entails, that it pulls the resources from the places that you don't have, again, to fill the spots and maximize the dream.
Wow. That's good. That's real good. Really good. Now, you said it takes a team. What about you have some people in your camp that, you know, because out of the family or out of your team, there should only be one superstar, right? There should only be one famous person. And you're trying, you have one who is really trying to, instead of promoting the team, they're trying to build yourself too. You get what I'm saying? Or then you have another person in your team or in your camp who you feel very attached to and close, and you value their opinion, but you don't necessarily agree with everything that you have to, you agree with necessarily everything you have to, you know. And I'm like, but I value this person's opinion, but I feel like sometimes this person wants me to grow, wants me to expand, but then again wants me to remain where I am. When do you want to see me block? You know, you have people in your camp like that. What do you do?
Oh, this is good stuff, good stuff. Here's the importance when it comes to team building. The importance is not that people know who you are, but that you know who they are. And this is why I say that, because as a leader of the team, as a superstar, right, then it is your job to know when to kiss someone hello and when to salute them goodbye. And it's also important that you know who they are, because some people on your team will be there strictly for you, Ms. Tober. They are there with you. They don't even care about everything that you're doing. They are in love with you, meaning that they love the person you are. Those are fighting. Those are the people that you can take the mask off of and you can just be you. Those are the people that you want on your team, but you can't have a full team of those people, because you also need the people who are not necessarily there for you, but they are there strictly for the mission. They are there to take care of business, and they are attracted to the thing that you're going after. Those people are important too. Then also you have the people on your team who are not attracted to you. They're not attracted to necessarily what you're doing. They're attracted for who you are against or the thing that you are opposing. Now, those are your comrades. Those are the people that are going to go to war and fight for you. So it's important that you know who these three people are. The greatest thing that I love about Jesus is Jesus knew the three people who were his confidants. He knew those three people, and when it was time for him to show who he really was, those are the three people who went with him. He knew the person who was going to betray him, and yet he let that person within the team because he understood that those people have a purpose too. So you can't have a team full of people who just love strictly you because then no work will get done. It's just a love fest. You can't have people who's on the team who say, you know what, I'm just here for the mission, because who then would you trust? And you can't have people who are just willing to fight because no strategy will be put in place for the overall goal. So, again, you must know who is who so that you can salute people when it's time for them to go and kiss them when it's time to tell them hello. So that would be my advice to those who are building a team or those who have people on their team and they're trying to figure out how do I place these people in the right positions so that it will serve not just me, but it will serve the purpose of what we're doing to the maximum capacity.
Okay, that's real good. That's really good. I like good. And I know we're crunched for time because, once again, you're listening to Inside the 234, three ladies, three generations on life, love, and everything in between. I'm one of your hosts, Daria Tober, represent for the 20th generation. Each of you is joining me on today to talk about your purpose, talk about your dream. And I know we're a limited time. How many more minutes we have? Because I know TC has to go to another event.
We have 10 more minutes. Let's get it.
All right. So we talked about finding your dream. We hit it back to the bottom, maximizing your dream. And what about protecting your dream? You have so many people who are trying to steal your ideas and take what you have and turn it around and twist it into their own. Like, oh, yeah, tell me, just tell me, and I'll help you out. And then here you see it's like, wait a minute, I just pitched that to you. Or even not even that, but they're in your camp. And you get out, you're letting out your contact information or your Rolodex, and they're using them for their own benefit. Is that a problem in your dream?
Oh yeah, that's a huge problem. Protecting and managing your dream, let's look at it this way. It's important to guard your dream because your dream is like a baby that comes home for the first time. You know, everyone can't be around the baby initially. In fact, you yourself have to be careful how you touch the baby, how you carry the baby, and the environment you expose the baby to while the baby is in the infancy stage. Because the baby, although healthy, has not developed an immune system strong enough to defend itself against the harm. So too, your dream needs protection. So you should always be sure that, A, that you're willing to develop your dream in the dark. Develop your dream in the dark so that when it comes to light, it will be ready to be seen. So often we have dreams, and to no fault of our own, we just want to share it, but sometimes we rush to let the dream be seen, we rush to let it be heard, and often we move prematurely and we expose the dream too soon, and we risk the dream being altered or being taken advantage of by other people. I say, too, also when protecting and managing your dream, you have to believe your dream. This sounds simple, but many times dreams lay in the cemetery of negative thinking because we lose faith in what God has shown us. We compare it to others, or we think others' dreams are too small or too big. And like Peter, who took his eyes off of Jesus, we sink within our own dream when the dream that God gave us was supposed to carry us across the waters of life. And have a bottom line. So many people they don't have a backbone. When you have a dream, you have to protect it and know what you will and what you will not dream do to make sure that your dream comes to pass, because dreams purified requires integrity internalized. That is so important. I said again, dreams purified requires integrity internalized. So make sure that you have a bottom line. Now, for those who have a tangible dream, make sure to get legal protection, because we live in America, the country that says you don't have to create the dream, but all you have to do is repackage the dream. And if you repackage it well enough and you put the legal backing on it, then it becomes yours. And so many talents of stories of people who have had ideas. And as you said, Ms. Tober, they mentioned to someone the wrong person, or someone takes advantage of them, and then they're stuck out because legally they don't have the protection. So if your dream is worth saying, please protect it, because anytime your dream comes out of your mouth and you share it with someone else, then that becomes public property if it's not protected. And then finally, I would say, with your dream, always remember to cultivate your dream. That means go to school. That means get a mentor. That means find ways to practice and to test your dream. And then pinpoint who your dream is for and how you want your dream to help others. If you do those things, then you can have your dream protected, and you can also within yourself manage the dream. Now, it's important. When I say cultivate, and I say make sure that you go to school and do those things, it's important because the Bible does say to study to show thyself approved. That's not just spiritually. If you have a dream and you know you're designed and created to do that thing, then it's important that you always try to make that dream better. Just like any Fortune 500 company will tell you, although we have a business model and an infrastructure, we're always changing and redeveloping and repackaging ourselves with, to be sure that not only are we the best that we can be, but that we're maximizing our growth within the cycle of our business. So just keep that in mind.
Thank you. Yeah. Use everybody. You can find out more information on www.tcu.com. Anyway, I just want to say thank you so much for taking your time to share with us on today, to be with us on today. It has been wonderful, and this has just been such a wonderful conversation on your purpose, your dream. This is good. This is really good. And I know that you have more to share, and I know we're limited to time, but I thank you so much. Give us out your social media and how we can follow you on Instagram and Twitter and all that.
Across the board, I'm TCHughes. TCHughes everything. Instagram, TCHughes, Facebook, TCHughes, Twitter. I'm talking that you want to talk about, and hopefully I'll be back on, and we'll discuss some more good news. One last thing before I go, I want to give a quick shout-out to my pastor. Today's his birthday, so I'll be remiss if I didn't tell him happy birthday. If you want to know anywhere that I get this good teaching from, it's Potter's House of Fort Worth, 1270 Woodhaven Boulevard, Fort Worth, Texas. Come out. We have great services Sunday at 9 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Come out. Be blessed. This is what we do.
Thank you so much, TC. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We're going to take it to some music. Candy Girl right here, and we'll be back right here on Inside the 234.
Candy girl, you're a spangled treat. Candy girl, say.
My girl's the best, and that's no lie. She tells me that I'm her only guy.
That might be true, but my girl's a joy. She don't play around, she's like to the point.
My girl's like candy, a candy tree. She knocks me high up on my feet.
For the 19th annual Cheryl Smith Don't Believe the Hype Celebrity Bowl-a-thon at the USA Bowl on Saturday, June 22nd, 6 to 11 p.m. Celebrity bowlers and guests include Texas Representative Helen Giddings, Miles J, singer and actress Belinda Stanton, country western singer Imaj, radio personalities like Sam Putney, Antonio Johnson, Wendy Schofield, Frankie Wilson, and Daria Tolbert, TV journalist Debbie Denman, film critic Jameel Bradfield, newspaper editor Daryl Blair, Miss Community and author Joyce Ann Brown, sportsman Andrew Wiggum, businessmen John Beckwith and Derek Evans, Pastor Frederick D. Hayes III, former pro athlete Jabari Johnson, Judge Mary Ellen Hicks, publisher Thurman Jones, and a host of others. Just go to don'tbelievethehype.org. That's don'tbelievethehype.org. And sign up your team today. It's the 19th annual Cheryl Smith Don't Believe the Hype Celebrity Bowl-a-thon at the USA Bowl on Saturday, June 22nd, 6 to 11 p.m. Don't you dare miss it.
You're tuned into Inside the 234. I'm your girl, Daria Tober. Don't Believe the Hype Bowl-a-thon. It's actually the 20th. Old commercial just ran. Oops. Now, I'm really going to get in trouble. But Cheryl, please don't wring my neck. That's all right. We got Greek of the Week. No Greek of the Week, but I do want to inform you the Dallas Free Picnic Weekend is the 8th annual 2015. It's coming up. It's going to be June the 4th through the 7th. And yes, your girl, truly yours right here, I will be a part of it, of the Dallas Free Picnic. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be wonderful. Awesome, awesome, awesome. From alphas to omegas to sigmas to the deltas, a.k.a. kappa, sigma, gamma, rose, the zetas, iotas. It is going to be going down the 8th annual 2015 Dallas Greek Picnic, June the 4th through the 7th. You want to save that day. You can log on to dallasgreekpicnic.com, book a room for the at the host hotel, Kranza Plaza, downtown Dallas. It's only $99 per night. I know that's a lot of money, huh? But it's worth it because why? It's going to be awesome and off the chain. Definitely, you want to be in the midst. You definitely want to be there. Matter of fact, I'm going to play my song right here, Pearls, right here. Divas and Pearls, my boy out of Houston. He made it simply for the Deltas right here. Check it out.
I like the way we walked up in the club, Mordecai, Pink, just got a text, Fiends and Cornbread coming late. The DJ over in the booth announcing the club, and the crowd was going wild, everybody showing love. And the way the light's shining bright put me in the zone, and the bottles got to poppin', so I grabbed one of my own. And that is when I saw a beauty beaming
from afar.
Man, the way this girl was looking, man, she looked just like a star.
Who she is? Tell me where she from.
Somebody shout it out, Houston.
Show you right.
The way that girl was moving, all that body made it
all look nice.
Hair did nails done, you know what it is.
But those are friends,
they can come too.
Escort them all to the VIP room.
Show you right.
First they got to talking, then they got to walking.
Had to stare at the way her body was rocking.
I like the way she struts, like a runway model.
The way she moves,
it makes me wanna holler.
She got me saying,
ooh, we playing with me.
The way them hips moving, make me wanna follow.
I like the way she struts, like a runway model.
The way she moves,
it makes me wanna holler.
She got me saying,
ooh, we playing with me.
The way them hips moving, make me wanna follow.
I play it like she.
Hold up, wait a minute.
Wait a
I think
minute.
I've seen a better chicken town walk up in here. Sitting with a homegirl, shooting that breeze. Play her like a me as I just introduce me. Tell her what I do, no need.
No
but we
need.
Can talk about it in the.
Divas and Pearls right there. My boy out of Houston brought that up. But for some real music, we're going to take it to Fantasia. You'll be like, Daria, what is that? Hopefully we can get City on the line, the man behind the scenes of the Dallas Freak Picnic. Taking place, remember, it's taking place June, the first weekend in June, June the 4th through the 7th. You do not want to miss it. Yours truly will be in the house as one of your co-hosts. So you definitely want to, don't want to miss it. Tune in to Inside the 234. Fantasia right there. Hey, who gonna be the man? Is it gonna be me or is it gonna be you? Time right now is 6:54. We got a few more minutes before we get on out of here. Guys, I want to let you know we've been having some bipolar weather. Bipolar weather. Isn't it been crazy? Bipolar weather. So let's stay mindful. If you are like me, I have on shorts, rain boots, a pea coat, and a hat, because I don't know what the weather's going to feel like when I step out the house. I'm like, what is going on with this weather? But nevertheless, hey, I had a thought going on, a morning thought. I read some media reports yesterday, and it was about a 15-year-old girl who had an argument with her mom, right, about a boy her mother didn't want to have her dating, have anything to do with. So, but I don't know, the argument got really heated, and the young lady ran out of the house to her friend. And after arriving at her friend, she vented to her friend about the argument she had. And she had with her mom. The friend tried to, you know, of course, calm her down and to be a voice of reason, but the young girl, it didn't work. It didn't work at all. So, of course, the young lady, she stated to her friend that she would rather just end it all, and she ran out of the house. So the friend ran after her, but she couldn't catch her. So, of course, she immediately contacted her mom, and they drove around looking for her, and what they found was devastating. And the 15-year-old girl had jumped from a bridge, which took her life. And the reason why I feel the need to share this story is because we share how busy the devil is and how deceitful, disgusting he can be. So young people of parents, first job is to, and I'm not a parent, okay? So you're probably thinking, well, Daria, what advice can you give us and you're not a parent? But you know what? Being raised from an old parent, old school home, from generation to generation, from grandma and great-grandma, I got a little bit of wisdom in me. And from what I see, job, the first thing to do is to love your children, okay? And then pray for them. But most importantly, to protect them from the wiles of this world and the trick of the enemy. I'm telling you, from the trick of the enemy, because the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And if you let him in, you let him ride, he will want to drive. And definitely he will get over eventually to drive. So everything in life you live won't always go the way you plan or what you want it to go. The words to tell that a disobedient child, you know, the Bible, it tells us that a disobedient child will be shortened by their days. And it's also said that a parent, do not provoke your child. Okay, dear. Well, I'm still telling you, no, don't provoke your child to evil, because your child can do things because you provoke them. And not that the mom proved her to taking her life. The devil did that, okay? Let me make that clear. But parents aren't always right. Y'all make mistakes. I say we, like I'm a parent. I feel like I am because I'm a school teacher, and I have over 120 students, so it feels like I'm a mama and daddy because they're with me majority of the day. And parents, you make mistakes just like anybody else, but nevertheless, love your parents, love your children, the ones who love you, and only desire to see your kids happy and safe and successful. And just reading about this, I won't forget about this young lady or this little girl, although I haven't even met her, don't know her, but there was something going through with a child. And there's a child who is dealing with this right now. A child is probably dealing with this situation right now. You know, with these generations, we have the TV raising our kids, and they think they need a boy. I had a student today ask me, Ms. Tober, do you have any kids? I was like, no. Won't you get some kids? Won't you ask me? I was like, I'm not married yet, but you don't have to be married. It's so you got to have kids first, and then give them. No, y'all got it backwards. You got your priorities wrong. It's marriage and then kids. But it seems like the television and entertainment is training our kids to go ahead and have. And if you really look at it, look at these other superstars. Look at Beyonce. She didn't have no child. She was married first and had. Now they probably singing about it, but the whole they're not really living the songs they're singing. That's entertainment. It's music for them to make money. So be careful and you want to be very, very careful. So parents, talk to your children, listen. You know, children, you talk to your parents and listen to them. And when all else fails, pray separately and together. So definitely keep that family in prayer who's going through that. I know the mom is just devastated, and it is, it just broke my heart right there just to hear about that. So going to get on out of here. We got one less than 1 minute to wind it on down. Beyonce, I'm a Diva, or Love on Top. Which one, Love on Top or Beyonce Diva? Well, you know what? All my love goes out to you because I thank you so much for faithfully tuning in to Inside the 234. Three ladies, three generations, three perspectives on life, love, and everything in between. I pray that you have a blessed day. If you don't know the Lord, get to know him. If you're not saved, get saved. And invite and smile. It does not, it hurts more, and it takes more effort to frown than it is to smile. So, now, all right, going out with a bang, Love on Top, Beyonce right here.